Hello and welcome you to my broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory with the Trucking for Jesus Ministry. In 1975, my husband and I started a mobile chapel ministry, a tractor and trailer with church on wheels for truck drivers. And for 36 years, we took it to truck stops all over the United States and held services for the truck drivers. And until his passing in 2011, we stayed primarily in truck stops and preached the gospel across the land coast to coast. But since his passing, I've been ready to go and going into the highways and byways doing evangelistic work, radio and TV programs, and traveling coast to coast. Still going, not with a big semi-tractor trailer, still have that, still use it in Martinsville, Virginia. Now ready to go. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about being ready to go. But right now I'd like to pray with you. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your help. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you and petition you for whatever's on the altars of our hearts, that we leave our burdens with you today. I know there's people on the sound of my voice that's going through great trials, great tribulations. But, Lord, nothing's too hard for you. Nothing's impossible with you. I pray you give them strength and help and courage to go and do what you called them to do. Cause them to rise up in the name of Jesus. Heal them, set them free, deliver them. Give them revelation knowledge, God, that they must be born again. Let them know, God, the only way into you is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way except through Jesus. Lord, I pray now for our nation and our leaders. Pray for our president. God, that you bring revival to their hearts. Bring revival to our hearts. Let it begin here today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. For the last 2 weeks, I've been talking about being now ready. Out of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, where Paul was getting ready to soon face his being martyred for the cause of Christ. They were going to cut his head off. And he said, "For I'm now ready." He talked about all things that he'd been through and how God's grace was sufficient and what all he'd been through. And he kept the faith and finished his course. And he went on to say his departure was at hand. He fought a good fight and he was now ready. But, you know, he just didn't get ready then. He was always now ready. When he was called on to bring the word, he was now ready. When he was called on to pray for the sick, he was now ready. When he was called on to endure the hardships and shipwrecks and imprisonment, he was now ready. See, you got to be now ready. Now's the time to get the word in you. Now's the time to pray because, let me tell you, there's a great judgment. A great time of judgment coming on this land. And when it hits our country, things as we know it will never be the same again. And you can't get ready then. You got to be ready now. You got to be now ready. You got to be now ready for the coming of the Lord because His return is at the door. You got to be now ready. It can't be later or I'm getting there. I hope to be. You got to be now ready. And to do that, you've got to know that your soul, that you've been born again, washed in the blood. You've got to stay in the Word and know the Word for yourself. But Paul said, "I'm now ready." And I want to ask you a question right now. What are you ready for? Are you ready for another day of the same old, same old? Are you ready for the same argument? I know a couple. I've known them for 20-some years. And they have the same argument. Every so many months, they have the same argument, same argument, same argument, same argument, same old, same old, same old. Never coming to a conclusion. Never coming to an end. It's the same old, same old. I just wonder why when they're having this argument, they just go sit down and record themselves. And then when this problem comes up again, instead of wasting their energy and their strength, they just replay it. Because that's all they do anyway. Just replay it. Same old same. Are you ready for that? Are you ready, now ready for a change? Are you now ready to quit arguing over the same thing and turn it over to God and let God tell you where you need to change or what you need to change or what you need to do? You can't settle it in yourself because you've been trying to do it for years, months, and weeks, and you're still in the same mess you're in. You're now ready for the same old thing. Are you now ready to be wake up another day addicted to alcohol? Are you now ready to wake up another day that drugs is telling you what to do? You've lost your family, you lost your home, you can't keep no money, your health is destroyed. Are you now ready to live that life? Are you now ready to live a life of hate? Always hating, never forgiving? Do you want to live that life? Are you now ready to live a life where you lay down at night and you can't rest, you have no peace? Or do you want a peaceful, restful sleep? Knowing that if you should die now, you're ready, now ready to stand before your God, that your sins have been forgiven and your name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life. See, people today are, and especially politicians, they're looking for the popular write down on their book. They want to be written down in somebody's popularity book. I want people to like me. You'd be stupid not to. You want people to like you, but if they don't, I'm still now ready to do what God's called me to do. And like the preacher I told you about last week, Jim Baker, when he went to prison, he said, God, all my friends have left me. He said, no, you're just finding out who your true friends are. See, when you get in a hard time and you go through a hard trial, you get sick in your body, you'll find out who your real friends are. You know, the so-called ones are going to pack it up and move it on. But are you now ready to have a true friend? I think about blind Bartimaeus. The Bible said he was placed by the roadside daily to beg. Because he couldn't work, he had to beg. And every day he would beg. Every day he would beg. Every day he'd have to pin on somebody dropping something in his cup. Begging, begging, begging. And one day, he heard a commotion. And he asked, what's going on? And somebody said, Jesus of Nazareth is coming this way. Blind Bartimaeus was now ready at that point in his life to stop Jesus and to get out of the predicament he was in. And he began to cry, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the crowd tried to get him to be quiet and not trouble Jesus. But he was now ready not to listen to the crowd that tried to get him to shut up. See, people, the devil don't care if you go to church, sing three songs, take them off, and go home. But he don't want you to tap into the power of God. He don't want you to go in there and get under the healing power of God, the delivering power of God. He's going to get you to shut up on that, pack your stuff up, and go on back home. No trouble. We ain't getting into that. But blind Bartimaeus was now ready. I want to change. I don't want to sit here no more. I don't want to beg off of men. I don't want to sit by the roadside and depend on other people to drop something in my cup. I want to be touched by Jesus Christ. I want to stop him. I want to stop him on the road today. To scream my head off. He was now ready for a change. Are you now ready to call out to Jesus? He's the one. He's the one can cause you to stand on your feet. And he said, bring him to me. Bring him to me. What do you want? He said, that I might receive my sight. And the Lord gave him his sight. He was now ready to be able to see. Are you now ready? Some of you are not physically blind, but you're blind as a bat spiritually. You're not now ready to receive. Do you want to stay in the shape you're in, or do you want to get out? Are you now ready to be delivered? If you are, you got to call on Jesus. They could have bought Bartimaeus all the glasses in the world, but he's still been blind. You can't cover your blindness up with glasses. You can't cover your blindness up and get people's eyes off of your eyes by a tin cup. The only cure is Jesus Christ. Some of you are so blind spiritually. Some of you are so blind to the things in your life. Every day it's the same old dusty road, same old living from hand to mouth, same old trying to get along, and you won't cry out to the one. That prayer, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Stop Jesus. That same prayer will stop Jesus and cause him to minister to the need in your life. If you are now ready to pray that prayer. But are you now ready? Paul said, I'm now ready. He was talking about his death. He was now ready. I'm now ready to die. I've kept the course. I kept my faith. I finished the course. I've done all this because of the cause of Christ. And now I'm now ready. Whatever else he has for me, I'm ready. I'm now ready. I'm now ready. I'm now ready. I'm now ready. What are you ready for? I want to ask you a question. What are you going to right now? Some of you going down the road in your car. What are you going to? Are you now ready to go back home, go through the same old? Are you now ready for God to come down and touch your heart, touch your home, and touch your children? And I think about another man that was now ready. The Bible tells us about a man that was a tax collector, Zacchaeus. And he said he was little stature. But he was now ready to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus who he was. He was now ready to see Jesus. So he climbed up in a tree to see him. He was desperate to now ready to see Jesus. He was now ready to go up a tree. And I want you to know, some of you are up a tree. The devil's got you treed just like a dog, a tree, a squirrel. You're just like that. You treed. The hounds of hell have you treed. The hounds of hell have you treed. The hounds of addiction, the hounds of drunkard, and the hounds of adultery, the hounds of doubt, the hounds of fear, the hounds of sickness, the hounds of discouragement have got you treed. But Jesus came by his way, and he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Now, Zacchaeus could have said, maybe later, tomorrow, until I get things straightened out, or wait until I got a better day, I got stuff to do today, or when I get older. He was now ready for a change. Now ready. He was now ready. The Bible said he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully, and he went home. Jesus went home with him because he was now ready. Those of you that are treed by the hounds of hell, if you'll just let Jesus call you down and answer the call, you say, when is Jesus going to call me? Right now he's calling you down. He's saying, your name, come down. Come down, Joe. Come down, Tom, Linda, Becky, Sally, ever who you are. Come down and receive me joyfully. Make haste and come on down. Are you now ready for me to go home with you? And when Jesus went home and went with this tax collector, people hated him because he was a tax collector, his life was changed. He said, if I've taken anything falsely, I'm going to return it. A fourfold, not just once, so I'm going to return it. And he was a change in his life because he was now ready. He was now ready to come down out of his tree. He was now ready to take Jesus home with him. He was now ready to receive him joyfully. You see, when Jesus calls you, it's a joyful moment. It's a happy moment. It's not a sad moment. It's a good moment. Are you ready? Are you now ready? Paul said, I'm now ready. I'm now ready, Lord. I'm now ready to come down out of my tree. I'm now ready to get up off this dusty road and not to be blind anymore. I'm now ready to get up. I don't want to be blind. I don't want to beg. I'm now ready to go to you. They said, bring him to me. He, blind Bartimaeus, could have said, I don't want to go, but he was now ready. Zacchaeus could have said, no, I don't want to come out of the tree, but he was now ready. And now ready people get their prayers answered. Now ready people get delivered. Now ready people get their sight. Now ready people get their healing. Now ready people get their soul saved. Now ready people get their children back. Now ready people get their joy back. You got to be now ready to get in the Word of God. And when Jesus calls you, be now ready to get up, go, and receive what he has for you. Now ready. You don't have to wait. Even over this radio broadcast, you can be now ready to be blessed. You got to be now ready. Now ready. Now ready. And then I think about in the scripture where we're told about a woman at the well who had been married 5 times and was living with a man that wasn't her husband. And she had to go to the well when the other women didn't go. And Jesus came by and talked to the woman Samaria, of who other people wouldn't talk to, is considered to be a dog. But she talked to Jesus, heard about the living water. She was now ready to hear the word. She said, I perceive you're Christ, you're the Messiah. She was now ready. And when Jesus ministered to her, she went into the city and said, come see a man who's told me everything I ever did. She was now ready to lay it all out before Jesus. She was now ready to lay it all out and to acknowledge him as the Messiah. And a change came in that place. Are you now ready? She left her water pots and went into the city. That was no longer a priority to her. A priority to her was to tell other people what Jesus had done for her. Are you now ready? Or do you still want to keep living in the mess you're in? You know, Jesus can heal that marriage. Jesus can bring that wayward son and daughter back. I'm proof of that. I have a grandson that went out in the world and stayed for years and drug, and but he come home by the grace of God. He's now ready. But you gotta be now ready to stay in the center of God's will. Some of you right now, you have financial troubles. People have come against you. You've had trials. You've had troubles. But are you now ready to trust God? Are you now ready to turn it all over to Him? Are you now ready to let Him have His way in your life? Let me explain something to you. And I've told you this in the last two broadcasts, but it's important. It's urgent that I tell you this. God made us all free moral agents. You have the right to choose what you want to do. You choose to do right or you choose to do wrong. You choose to be a drunkard. You choose to be a dope addict. You choose to do this. You choose to do that. Or you choose to do right. Or you choose to serve God. The choice is yours. But the consequence of your choice, you can't choose. See, there's consequences to the choices that you've made. We've all made choices in our life that we suffered the consequence over. What are you choosing? What are you choosing? I'm now ready. I'm now ready. And then I have to think about a man in the book of Mark that in the fifth, I think it's the fifth, fourth chapter of Mark, where it says that there was a man there that had a legion of demons in him. And nobody could do nothing with him. He was wild. He lived in the graveyard. And some of you are in the graveyard. You're living in the graveyard. Everything around you is dead. And by now you stinking. Everything is dead around you. There's no life. There's no joy. You may go on vacation, but it's the same old, and you come back to the same old mess. Going to the beach is not going to clean your life up when you get back home. And it's a good thing if you can take a vacation. I'm not knocking vacations, but let me tell you, it's more to life than that. A vacation is being set. Hey, a real vacation is when you get to take it in heaven, because one place or the other, you're going to take your earth eternal vacation. Where are you going to spend your vacation through eternity? But Legion lived in the graveyards. He cried all the time. He cut himself. He was suicidal. Men would come up and chain him up. And he was so wild, he would break the fetters and the chains. And they couldn't do a thing with him. But one day, up through that graveyard, he looked. And there came Jesus. I'm talking to somebody right now. You in that same shape. You are saying, I am in a graveyard. I just hadn't quit breathing yet. I come by to tell you, Jesus is calling your name. Jesus is tugging at your heart. You're feeling something now churn in you, and you know it's Jesus saying, be now ready. Be now ready for me to deliver you. Be now ready for me to set you free. Jesus came up and Legion fell at his feet. Jesus cast out all those devils, not half, not two-thirds, but all of them. And they went in a herd of swine, ran down off a cliff, and they were drowned. And Legion was set free. And the Bible says when the people of the town heard about it, they came up to see what was going on. And this crazy man, this wild man, this suicidal man, this man who cried, this man who cut himself, this man who lived in the graveyard, was clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. He was now ready for deliverance. When he saw Jesus coming, he could have turned and went the other way. When he saw Jesus coming, he could have turned and went on in a tomb and not come out. But he ran to the light. He ran. He was now ready for deliverance. Are you now ready to get out of the mess you're in? Are you now ready for your soul and your spirit to have some peace? Are you now ready? The people of the town saw what happened, and they were afraid. That always amazes me, and they wanted Jesus to leave out of their coast. They were afraid of the power of the Almighty God. But the power of the Almighty God is the only thing that's going to deliver you and deliver me. But we got to be now ready to receive it. We got to be now ready to hold on. We got to be now ready to let God work in our life. We got to be now ready to come down out of our tree. We got to be now ready to receive our sight. We got to be now ready to put the water pots down and tell about Jesus. We got to be now ready to come out of the graveyard. Legion told Jesus that, "I want to go with you." And Jesus said, "No, go back home and tell him what compassion I had on you." See, he wanted others to see what the power of God could do in your life. Jesus had compassion on him. He was now ready, and he received the compassion of God. I want you to know that no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what choice you made, no matter what graveyard you're in, Jesus wants to have compassion on you. He wants to save your soul. I have a very dear friend whose son ran away from home in Barstow, California, got on hard drugs and lived on the street for years, could absolutely do nothing with his son, nothing. Stayed on the street, lived on the street, horrible, horrible life. And he said one night his son broke into an apartment that was empty. And he was going to sleep in it because it was cold. Even in the desert, Barstow's a desert town, it was cold. And he looked, and the propane was still on the stove. So he decided to turn the propane on, and he was going to kill himself because he was so messed up, so strung out on drugs, so tormented he couldn't take it no more. He came to the end of his way, and he decided to kill himself. He was going to turn that gas on and just lay down and die. And he said he fell on his knees, and this young man, his last name was Hooper, he got out on his knees and he prayed, "God, if you're real, save me now because I can't go on." He said when the words came out of his mouth, he heard a tap, 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 tap. And he said at 1 o'clock in the morning, the gas company was out there turning the gas off. God sent an answer. That young man gave his heart to Jesus, come out of the drug scene, and became a powerful witness until the day God took him home for Jesus. He was now ready. He come to the end of his way, and he came to Jesus because he was now ready for a change. Child, Jesus loves you. He wants you to be now ready, but call on him. And don't let people shut you up. Don't let people turn you away. Don't let people make you go back. Don't stop until you touch the Master's hand. He's waiting. He's now ready. Jesus is now ready to bless you. Jesus is now ready to save you. Jesus is now ready to heal you. Jesus is now ready to deliver you. But are you now ready to receive it? See, if I give you a gift and you don't receive it, it's not my fault. You got to be now ready. I pray that you're now ready. God bless you today, and I want to thank you for listening into the broadcast. Pray for me as I keep on keeping on. I want to be now ready, always ready to preach the Word of God. I consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to preach to this congregation that I don't see. Every week when I make these CDs, I don't see your face. I'm preaching to a wall right now. But I know the Word of God is not constricted to the walls of a semi-tractor and trailer. I know the Word of God goes out across the airways. It's no accident that I'm here, but it's no accident that you're there. God put us together for this time, and I want to thank you for listening, but I want you to be now ready to serve God. Now ready to be ready when Jesus calls you home. Now ready to make the right choices. Now ready to love Jesus. Send me your prayer requests, and I promise to pray for you, but I ask that you pray for me too. And if you want to visit my website, truckingforjesus.org, I encourage you to do so. God bless you, and may the Lord look down upon you, and may his face shine upon you, and his grace and mercy be upon you. Be now ready. And let me tell you something else. Be now ready, you Christians. Go out and encourage somebody today. Go out and be good to the world. Go out and help the sinner. Go out and tell the gospel. And if you can't go, support somebody that's going. Pray for them. Help them financially if you can. Do what you can. Be now ready. Because I believe we're in the end time and the last days. Paul said, I'm now ready to be offered up. And this is what he said. The time of my departure is at hand. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, he's going to judge by righteousness, shall give me at that day, and not only to me, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Paul is saying here, there's laid up for me good stuff in heaven, but there's laid up in heaven, there's laid up goodness for you, not only in heaven, but while you're here on earth. But you must be now ready to receive the Master. Would you do it today? God bless you, and thank you for listening in to the broadcast.